And we have begun. This is the front line on the Memorial Day, Tuesday, the 26th of this month that's waning of May 2025. Yeah, we just started the month and zip, it's gone. What do we do?
Time goes by fast.
Time goes
it?
By fast, whether you're having fun or not.
We're always anyway, having fun in the studio, aren't we?
We have a great program for you today. And I'm going to start off, I must introduce my co-host, Ann Limhoko.
Yes, good morning. It's great to be here. And it's also fitting that we also remember those who have served our country and that continue to serve our country on
Amen.
This Memorial Day. And I know you're going to say a prayer for
I have
them,
a little prayer that I'd like to offer and ask you to join us right now as we come together to remember those who have gone before us, who've given the ultimate gift of life for the saving of America and for the keeping of our freedoms. Lord God, in this Memorial Day, we pause to remember and honor the valiant men and women who have given their all for our freedom. We thank you for their courage, their dedication, and their ultimate sacrifice. We pray for the families who mourn the loss of their loved ones, and we ask for your peace and comfort to surround them. Be with all those who currently serve in our armed forces. Protect them, guide them, and grant them strength and wisdom. We pray for peace throughout the world, and we ask that you heal the wounds of conflict and bring an end to war. Help us to live with gratitude for the freedoms we enjoy and to strive for a world where peace prevails. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And with us in the studio today is a good friend of WCNO. We've been knowing you for several years and following your ministry, Barry Alsobrook. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Whoops, I guess I better turn your mic on. I forgot. Uh-oh. Yeah, I forgot I'd moved you from mic three to mic five.
Good morning.
You got to, okay, why are we not? Oh, I got to put your, okay. Now say good morning.
Good morning.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, I gave you a promotion, you know, from mic three to mic five.
That's, okay. Yeah. Hey.
And going up like that has nothing to do with inflation, by the way.
Oh, good. Don't like that.
But Barry is, if those of you listening for a good while know that Barry is the CEO of Taken TV, which is a faith-based, really cool Christian streaming platform. They air tons of different kinds of faith-based material, movies, TV shows, documentaries, and I think it's a great thing. I mean,
thank you.
Since I first met you, and I told you before, and you may not remember this, but when you first came on air with us and you introduced yourself and said who you were, and my response to what God is getting you to do, I felt like I was like when Mary, Jesus' mother, when she was pregnant with him, came to visit her cousin Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
And John, right, got in Elizabeth's womb leapt for joy.
Wow.
At the presence of, well, and I don't mean that jokingly though, because that same sort of spiritual response to what God is doing in somebody else, it's a very legitimate response. It's a passionate response. And from then until now, Barry, I'm really excited about what God is doing and working through you and those that have come to associated with you. And we're in a moment, you're going to introduce someone who's coming in on the phone line who has some tremendous information that you're involved with that's going to really be a blessing to so many people.
Amen.
But do give a brief synopsis of Taken TV for our listeners that may not have been able to learn about you thus far.
Sure. Taken TV is a faith-based streaming platform. We have hundreds of faith-based shows, podcasts, talk shows, pastors, movies, documentaries. This all came from a dream that God gave me about 4 years ago. Woke me up in the middle of the night around 3 o'clock in the morning.
He loves to do that.
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
Yeah, he had me writing down show ideas, and I just kept heard the word taken. I didn't even know what that meant, and I just kept hearing that word in my head. But all the shows and the stuff that he was giving me were all about activity. It was all about activity, Christians being active in the community.
Amen.
You know, having their not being silent, not being just pew sitters, but being active in the community, and doing things, you know, and being a Christian all week, not just on Sunday, but being a Christian all week, you know, take Christian fishing with you, take Christian camping with you, take Christian everything you do. And and there's nothing like that. So that's what God showed me that I was supposed to do. I was supposed to create content that showed Christians in everyday life, not just sitting in church, listening to a message or that. So that was the vision he gave me. And early on, we were able to do that. We created it. We had at one time a Christian cooking show that was called, was actually called Spiritually Fed. And we did other things. We did some stuff with travel and some other things like that. And now we're wanting to do just take it a little bit further and do really do some high quality stuff. And the gentleman that I'm about to introduce, Larry Massey, he's going to help us do that and help bring Christian content to a much better level than what it's at.
Amen.
Yes, I met Larry at the Believers Summit in West Palm.
I was there too.
Oh, Barry. Awesome! Yeah, yeah.
We seem to be crossing into each
other.
Yeah,
So so Taken TV had a booth there, and
I might have been at that booth.
You might have been. Yeah, we had a pretty large booth, and so we had a lot of people, did a lot of interviews at our booth, and Larry actually ran into one of our partners, Pastor Anthony Jankowski, who I share our podcast studio with. Mm-hmm. He ran into him, and he was telling Larry about Taken TV, and it was actually Anthony's anniversary, so he had to get home, and so he told Larry, go and check it out. Well, he actually met my wife and possibly a couple other people that were working at the booth. I was busy shooting interviews, so I didn't actually get to meet him. But a few months later, we get a call about a movie about President Trump that Larry was actually marketing this movie, and we were working on options of maybe getting that movie on Taken TV. And that didn't quite pan out like we had hoped, but it worked out pretty good. But Larry and I began a good relationship and started working together and had some similar ideas about how we could, help the Christian media grow and, more projects and all that. So we've kind of teamed up, and together we've come up with this platform called Streamworks that Taken TV will be a part of, but it's going to be a much larger platform that will uncover lots of of the Christian networks and all. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be able to help through this. We'll be able to help fund a lot of Christian media. So I'd like Larry to explain a little bit more of it. Yeah.
Larry, come on, jump on in, brother.
What a privilege and a pleasure to be here. Can you folks hear me okay?
Yeah. You're great.
Okay. And Barry, what a great intro.
Thank you.
Taken TV and how we met. And that was a spectacular period of time. That was last July in West Palm Beach, the Believers Summit.
Yeah.
And it was funny. God moves in mysterious ways. He certainly has my number, because I saw this on television with Charlie Kirk. I looked at my wife and I said, we're going. She goes, it's like in 2 days or tomorrow. And I said, yep, let's pack and go. And we went there, and with no expectations other than to do what I felt the Lord does. I look at every day as a blank slate, a blank page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what is it that the Lord wants me to do today? And when I feel prompted, I just take action, and I'm an action person. My poor wife has to go with me everywhere, right? We just finished a 28-day tour that Barry had invited us to, the International Christian Film Festival in Orlando. And that took us to, for like 5 days, then to West Palm Beach, then to Punta Gorda to meet the head of CTN, Christian Television Network, and then to Sarasota, to Tampa, to Phoenix, to California, to Phoenix, and back to New Jersey. So if I sound a little bit delirious or full of jet lag, we just got in yesterday.
I hear that.
But we're blessed to have this opportunity. And Dave, thank you. I know when we first spoke and you said, would you come on the show? I said, sure. What a privilege. So what we're doing, and you know this, I'm just going to summarize it, is as a marketing person, I always look at what's the problem in the marketplace? Well, the problem with Christian television and Christian movies is, and I shouldn't say problem, maybe the challenge. People who are so creative and have phenomenal stories and ideas and scripts, they're frustrated because it's really hard to get them financed.
Yeah.
And even if they're financed, it doesn't mean it's going to work or be successful, because a great script doesn't automatically convert into a great film.
It's true.
And if it is a great film, it doesn't automatically get distribution. So you've got two big hurdles. If you're a writer, a producer, or somebody who wants to be one, and that is capital. How do you get it financed?
Mm-hmm.
And distribution, which is really marketing and, alliances. So we happen to have a platform, and I say we, I have several companies, in energy, real estate. I'm a developer by vocation. I started in real estate development, and I always use the dad did that test. If I could drive past a project and say, dad did that, I would take it on. If I had to hide because I didn't like the project, I wouldn't do it, right? Well, the same thing holds true today when it comes to movies. If I have to sit with my kids and grandkids now and say, dad did that, I better be able to be proud and that it's glorifying God. Mm-hmm. If not, dad ain't going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my little barometer. It has to glorify God. So how did we get into streaming? We have a partner and of all things in British Columbia, Richard Smith, who worked with all sorts of companies, 12 years uplisting companies onto the Canadian Stock Exchange, West. Not even sure what all that means, except Richard is really smart. He's become a good friend. And he had a company called Steamworks that he asked me to get involved with because he lacked marketing. I said, no. Don't care for the name, but and it's a previous company, but if you want to do something fresh, how about Streamworks? And he said, great.
Mm-hmm.
So Richard has organized all the paperwork that's necessary for us to raise capital so that we can underwrite movies and television and do the marketing, which is key. If you don't have marketing and distribution, you can have the greatest thing or not the greatest thing sitting on the shelf.
Exactly.
And I'm told that there are somewhere in the area of $125 million worth of production movies completed, faith-based completion, that aren't aired because they're
$125 million?
Either they lack the quality, where they lack the marketing alliance for distribution, but they're just sitting on the shelf.
Yep.
And this came from a man in Nashville who is probably, in my world, the most knowledgeable in the streaming industry. So the Lord just put him in our pathway. So we're building a team to take this Streamworks public. Richard has it totally wired in to do friends and family capital raise this summer, which begins in June, and then September 1st or thereabouts going public with an IPO, which is a bold and audacious move.
Wow.
But I trust his judgment I've done this once before, taking a company public, but not in this realm, and it was like 40 years ago. So everything has changed. So September 1st, we would be going public, and then within 1 year, Lord willing, we would be on NASDAQ. So someone who invests in old friends and family, and I can't, this isn't an offer and it's not a pitch, it's just the plan. The plan is to raise capital at a low cost per share, go to IPO in September, which will probably be, I don't know, less than a dollar per share, but you have to be at $4 minimum to be on NASDAQ. And Richard, he said, Larry, with your marketing and your technology platforms, there seems to be no question in my mind that the financial model will work and probably exceed our expectations. That's why he's confident about the NASDAQ in a year. Now, how does it work? We don't just dole out money for projects. People would apply. And Barry's inundated. He goes to the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention, in Texas, and he gets me on the phone. He goes, Larry, I want you to listen to this. I said, what? Listen to what? He said, I have 20 people lined up who are going to pitch movies and projects, and I'd like you to hear at least half of them. And I heard person after person after person, or team after team after team, explain the same thing. We have this great idea. We have this script. We have the story. But we don't have the capital.
Yeah.
Well, what happens, and he's been gracious enough to get us on a call, several calls, where there are investors who listen to movie pitches. Imagine this. It's like Shark Tank for movies on a Zoom call. Well, when those investors invest in a movie, a one-off movie, The rate of success is 10% or less. So 90% of the investors lose their money because they're betting on one horse that they don't even know if it has legs.
Yeah.
They just know it looks good. Mm-hmm. You might be able to put a saddle on it, but we don't know if it can even run around the track. We don't know if it even has a track. But when they make that investment, that's the industry standard. 90% lose their money. Well, our plan is to help those investors and the movie makers. First, we support the movie maker by vetting their movie. We create a really sharp-looking pitch deck. So it's not just a script. It's a visualization of what this movie is, what it's about, what the impact will be on the audience, how it will glorify the Lord, what the basis is for the cost production, and then what we believe the distribution and revenue stream will be. And we have to disclaim everything is, you know, can't guarantee that, but at least we package it in a way that most movie makers have no idea how to do the financing, nor the revenue share, all the revenue streams, how that works. I have a background not only in real estate development, but in economics. And I understand the business model and the importance of having that. So along comes the investor and the movie maker. And they say, oh, we think we're going to, quote, get married. We're going to make an investment. But that investor, if they go that route, they have zero liquidity. Liquidity.
Yeah,
that is the key and the reason for the publicly traded company. If an investor gets an interest in a movie and shares in a publicly traded company, that investor has hope of making money on the stock. Imagine that. Even if the movie tanks, the investor has liquidity, so their grandkids aren't saying, hey, Pop, what did you do with all our money? Why did you invest in this movie that went down the toilet, so to speak? I hate to say that, but why did you do that? Whereas now Pop says, and Mom, they say, well, we invested in this movie because we thought it was really great and it's going to glorify God. So we believed in that. We believed in the person, but we also have some shares for you in this publicly traded company called StreamWorks. And I happen to believe that DreamWorks, because of the demand for the product, will be a smashing success. Why do I say that?
This is exciting.
Yeah,
I haven't
yeah.
met one person, one parent, let me put it this way, one parent or grandparent who has said, that's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see quality programming for our kids and grandkids to watch. We'd rather have them see all the garbage and junk that's on cable TV.
Yeah,
people are fed up with
yes.
the wokeness.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody, but the transgenderism. I have friends in Africa and India who feel the same way. This isn't something that's isolated to the United States. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's
it is.
The global movement of Satan to confuse the kids,
yep.
tell them they don't know what gender they are.
Mm-hmm.
And here the parents are saying, what can I have them watch? Well, DreamWorks, Lord willing, will have tremendous, not only movies, but we're sure. partnering with Liberty University.
Wow.
When I say partnering, I've already been involved with Liberty at their CEO summit for 3 years. And we now know that the dean of the school, the business school, the head of capital development, engineering school, because we're also involved in energy. And they have a tremendous media platform, and they're on the move. Matter of fact, one of our close friends, Dale Schuchert, called me last week and said, you know, we're actually moving to make this a media center, which could involve tax credits and other incentives for people who want to produce. But we love Liberty. Every year they do a CEO summit, and I personally get to invite a few people. It's invitation only. And those people then, you know, forge alliances with us. So we know that there are people who can help us with distribution. There are people who can help us with production. There are people who can help us with capital advancement, raising capital. It's just a really exciting time.
It is. Larry.
The other thing that DreamWorks will have, I just want to say this, okay. is not just the revenue from the movies, but we have a platform that's called Fan Dollars, F-A-N Dollars. It's part of quantumcash.com. Somebody could go look at quantumcash.com. And they'll see a platform because we're also in financial technologies. FinTech, it's called. And financial technologies, in my book, are not banks, but incentives. How do we motivate people to do things that are faith-based, and how do we reward people? So Fan Dollars actually will give, imagine this, a viewer at home or in a theater the opportunity to join the platform. Become a Fan Dollars card holder and app owner. That card and app delivers cash to their debit card. This is called a decoupled debit card. So they get paid for watching movies that we produce and put on DreamWorks. And they have the opportunity to opt in, become an ambassador for DreamWorks. We have another asset that we own is called PVN TV. We don't talk about that too much. PVN is Positive Value Network. So DreamWorks is the vehicle. PVN is the for-profit version of Taken TV is the nonprofit version, right? So all these under an umbrella of DreamWorks, where investors can earn and viewers can earn, and they learn about the stock. And do you think they would invest a few dollars? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
We could have millions of subscribers, Lord willing, and millions of people say, how do I invest in this company? And Richard has reminded me. Richard is our stock guy. He has reminded me, he says, Larry, Your platform called growyourbase.net. growyourbase.net. If anybody is listening, they may want to go there and look at it. He goes, That is the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen for investors. And I said, why is that? And I showed it to him when we were using it for political purposes, where we actually constructed and built something called mytrumpdashboard.com. And we did this on our own. We didn't go to Trump and ask him. We just did it because we knew there was a need for people to understand what President Trump is all about besides what the liberal media tells them. So we built mydashboard.com. And that's part of our digital dashboards platform. And Richard said, Larry, that was great. But imagine what a company can do when investors who buy stock can now become ambassadors for the company and tell their friends without pitching them on, hey, I invested in stock. Or, you know, people don't like to do that, but they do like to share. So they would share the dashboard on StreamWorks, and their friends would go there and look at it. He said, Larry, the thing that you're forgetting, because you always look at price earnings ratios, the revenue that's necessary to grow the company. He said, you have an economics background. I said, yes. He said, the simplest rule in economics is supply and demand. And it hit me like a bolt of lightning. Richard was telling me, we have a limited number of shares, and we have an unlimited number of potential investors. And if our investors become ambassadors, the supply could not keep up with the demand for the shares, and the stock should go ballistic. That's what his theory is.
Yeah.
So, and I can't promise these things. This is not a pitch for people to invest. It's just an explanation of what we're doing, why we're doing it. And I want to qualify one thing, Dave and Ann and Barry, that is, why am I in this? It's not to be the richest guy in the cemetery, okay? Not about becoming a gazillionaire. It's about what can we do with what we are given? And God has impressed that on me, that is the second question we will get when we go and we face him. He's going to say, who did you say that I am? He said, well, you were a great teacher. You were a great this and that. No. Away with you. I never knew you. Mm-hmm. See, the answer, obviously, is you were my personal savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. And his answer, obviously, is welcome into the kingdom. I believe his second question is going to be very similar to the parable of the talents. He's going to say, what did you do with what you were given? And Dave, I maybe since the time we last spoke, I don't know if I had recognized this point before, but the Lord has impressed upon me, Larry, it's not just money, it's ideas, it's intellectual property, yep. It's trademarks, it's all of these things that I've given you over the years. I mean, we as a family invested a lot of money into quantumcash.com, and we lost a son 5 years ago, and I put a lot of things on the shelf, and I just tabled them, and I said, Lord, I can't do all this stuff. And now he's saying, do it. And I'm but Lord, I can't do this. We can't do this. And he puts a man in my path, and he hands me a book. Larry, what you need is this. It's called Team of Teams. Dick Widener, wonderful man of God, financial advisor, just a blessing. Lucy and I went to meet him. We're leaving his office in New Jersey, and he said, wait a minute. Went back into his office, came out and handed me this book. I said, Dick, thank you. I don't even need to read the book. Just reading the title tells me enough. I better get busy building teams.
Amen.
Because we cannot do all the things that we need to do unless we team up and collaborate with others, not compete. Dave, you and I had that conversation previously. Yeah.
Yes.
This isn't about competition. People say, well, there's other people going to do streaming. They're going to knock you up. No, I don't care. Yeah. We'll partner with them.
It's all getting the ball rolling.
Yeah. Get the word out. Motivate people to share the gospel and use entertainment to do it. The other component, and Barry, we've barely touched on this, is education. My daughter has her PhD and has created entrepreneurship.
Larry, let me interrupt. We need to take a break. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back and pick up on where you are, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Yes.
You know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Well, welcome back. We are back, as we like to come back from where we've been. Little break here. We're doing a little something different with the break. We have so much information that is being given to you today. It's all really good stuff. I'm excited about what Larry has been sharing with us, and we're going to get back to Larry just a minute to kind of give us some bullet points in terms of what he shared with us, because there's so much. It's so rich. But I was saying during the break, I was trying to put, define my perception of what I've been hearing, and we've had conversations before, Barry and Larry and I on the phone, and just kind of talking about what Taken is involved in, what they're seeking to do in funding, providing a source of funding for the creatives, the producers, the all the people that do the movies, the TV shows, all the faith-based entertainment and edification, which as the other E, important E in all of this. But it's kind of like, I'm just saying, maybe, you know, Henry Ford sitting around the table with a bunch of people and saying, I got this great idea for a horseless carriage. You know, and it's because it's needed right now. But the whole idea of funding, providing funding and investment for people that can, so that folks with a God-given idea for a movie, a TV show, documentary, or whatever, actually can have access to that.
Is this a new thing, can I ask? Has this been done before?
Not that we know of.
So this is a new downloaded Holy Spirit idea
this
given.
This is brand new.
Yeah. So this is why this is fascinating. Yeah.
So Larry, if you'd kind of give us those bullet points of what you talked about before, we're not going to take another break in the hour, so we're going to keep forging ahead until we have to close.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think if you were to ask me to simplify this, I think you just did that, Dave, and very well. Thank you. Putting me in the category of Henry Ford, I don't know about that one, right?
Okay. Let's think big.
It's a variable image, but yeah.
It gives me a great story to tell you. And that is that my grandfather came over from Italy when he was about 15 years old. Maybe he was 12. I don't know, but he was really young. And he did odd jobs and worked. And he was a little guy, but he wasn't afraid to get in a boxing ring. And because he would get paid for that. Mm-hmm. But then he got a job in a place called Detroit, and the man he worked for was Henry Ford.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. He was one of his first employees.
Wow.
Very young guy. And I think Ford asked him if he wanted stock or just to be paid. And he said, you know, I just need to make some money. I'm not worried about the stock.
Probably regrets that.
So anybody who's listening to this says, I'm just interested in watching good TV, you might want to keep an eye on the on the IPO. Not because we need to sell stock, but because my grandfather passed on stock from Henry Ford. Right?
Wow.
And you brought up Henry Ford. I happen to believe that what we have, what we've been given, is a breakthrough in education and entertainment. I use the word education because I've already been told by a friend that I know from India. He goes, Larry, if you put this in one city in India, there are 20 million people in that city who would subscribe to it.
Hmm.
They want to have this kind of thing. And he said, because you're also going to be teaching them English. Everybody wants to speak English. Most mm-hmm. people do there. But he said, the education component here is phenomenal. So I was just saying that my daughter has her PhD in education. She has taught information technology for years and recently created the curriculum for entrepreneurship at Stockton University in New Jersey. She wrote the curriculum. Wow. And we want to get that out to countless people who need to understand what it means to be an entrepreneur. Yeah. We need to train up Christian entrepreneurs, not to be the richest people around, but to know what they're doing, what they're working for, and how they can use resources from their business. It's called Business as Mission. You may have had people that speak about that. There are books about it. There are, you know, organizations. But BAM, B-A-M, Business as Mission, starting a business as a mission. Not a nonprofit, but it supports nonprofits. So that's what we're all about. It's a streaming platform to create content for Christians. It's not just sermons. Nice. Nothing wrong with sermons. Mm-hmm. But there's content that is faith-based, family-friendly, and good and wholesome for our kids and grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
I met a man who was on a call with Liberty. They had 90 investors on, and I brought an entrepreneur to that session. Again, it was a pitch, right? Mm-hmm. For people to pitch their ideas. And this one fella had an animated AI or AI animation. And I have spoken to him since. Liberty was surely open enough to say, yeah, sure, Larry, just call him here. This man has a product, a system. And he's looking to go public and raise capital, so we're going to help him as well. But he said animation used to take $750,000 to do X, Y, and Z. He said we can do it in one-tenth the time with at a good or better quality at $100,000. So he's cut the cost and the time significantly. So we'll be able to do Christian animation at high rates, high speed. It's just, you can't make this stuff up. God's been opening the doors, making these introductions, and my job is to put the right people in the right place. So we're headed that way. We need prayers. We need support. We need partnerships, people that have companies that, you know, want to grow. We can do that. We'll work with anybody who has the same mission.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That is awesome, Larry. And I can't contain my excitement. it started, when the first time we were all in the conference call, this is several weeks ago.
We were driving in the car.
Yeah, you were driving in the car. I was sitting over here, but you're beginning to unpack this vision that you and Barry and others have. And I have several layers of excitement here. One is that I'm beginning to truly see God getting involved in entertainment, that whole industry. Now, we know his people have been there for forever. I mean, I've met people through Barry and through at the International Christian and Film and Music Festival that testify to knowing Christians. Many of them have been in the business for a long time, and knowing Christians like themselves, they're at every layer and level of investment and involvement in entertainment, the Hollywood crowd. There are believers, they're actors and actresses, they're screenwriters, everybody at every discipline, they're there and they've been there and they're praying and they're in the background. And one of the things that consistently they're all praying for is for God to come in and take over, literally bring his spirit to move in the midst of entertainment. And I see him doing that. And I'm excited about that. And what you're talking about, Larry, and your personal passion, that you love the Lord and you want to serve him and you're doing it in so many different ways, and this is one way, you are helping to usher in God's full conquering of the entertainment industry for him. That excites me.
Wow. That's an awesome assessment and very humbling evaluation to hear that. We just got back from Hollywood. We flew to Phoenix, right, from Florida after the International Christian Film Festival, and after meeting with some people that Barry wanted us to meet in West Palm Beach, Lucy and I flew to Phoenix, where my brother and his family live, and our son lives in California. He goes, Dad, Mom, you've gone 80% across the country. You need to come here.
Yeah.
We said, oh, okay. Off we went, to drive to L.A. Our son happens to be a writer. You talk about Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Chris and Becky are both writers. It's rare that you have a husband and wife team that get hired. And they both went to Biola University, a Christian university. That's where they met. They got married. They have two little sons, Augie and Stelly, that are a blessing to us. Mm-hmm. But Chris and Becky had a vision. She was from New Mexico and grew up, around horses. And they had this show called Ride, R-I-D-E, a series, right? And along comes a Yellowstone, which is so popular. Oh, my goodness. Yellowstone put, I guess, Paramount on the map. Mm-hmm. And Yellowstone captivated millions of people's attention. But their version was Ride. And it was about a family that was fighting to save the ranch, right? Mm. And Hallmark picked it up. Mm. And they funded 10 sessions, 10 episodes, I should say. But Ride was Yellowstone without the violence or the vulgarity.
Nice. Yeah.
That's not the show that you want your kids to watch. Mm-mm. Right? It can be entertaining, but why do we need to punctuate the script with obscenity?
Right.
It's not necessary. It's not necessary. So they created Ride and produced this first season, and it ran 10 weeks on Hallmark. And Hallmark did a great job, producing it. They put a lot of money into it, millions per episode. But I'm not quite sure that they promoted it well. I think they felt that Hallmark is Hallmark, and everybody's going to watch it because it's Hallmark. Mm. Well, you still have to market things. So that show has been tabled, and I've said to Chris and Becky, I would love to buy the rights to that show. Mm. And maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't. But if there's somebody out there who's got a pile of money, they just sold big property or big industry or big business or something and want to do something, get in touch with Dave or get in touch with us, and we'll put these kinds of transactions together where you can actually buy existing properties, meaning intellectual properties, and just put the right juice behind it.
Amen.
It's very exciting. I said to Chris, Chris, while you've been in Hollywood, you've learned how difficult it is to be a Christian in Hollywood. It's virtually, it's very hard.
Larry.
The whole thing is changing, right? It's changing.
Barry has a comment.
Yeah, Larry, if you, since we're on the radio, it'd be kind of cool to mention the other project, because I think people would be pretty, I mean, if you're at liberty to do that, I think it'd be pretty cool to mention that product, that other project.
Which is?
About the radio host, the lady.
Yeah, I better not. I better not.
Okay.
Because that's not, it's not public information.
Okay.
But he has a contract with somebody to produce either a movie or a series, a television series, featuring someone who has about 8 million followers now and probably tens of millions over the years. A wonderful lady, you know. But I prefer not to use her name.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. I was thinking, for a lot of our listeners, I'm not going to presume to say what I know our listeners think or know or whatever in general, but when we're talking now about a tremendous move of the Spirit to bring to the average consumer of entertainment, whatever that form may take, movies, music, even music, the whole area where God's people are involved in creating content that is God-honoring, that contains the essence of the gospel message, and also in the writing of these of the TV shows and the movies, presenting people who are living Christian lives, there's an evangelistic quality here that we can't ignore. And I think that one thing that excites me, I've seen several Christian faith-based movies, and we're going to see more of them. And there, many of them are well done. Great scripts. Mm-hmm. Cinematography is exceptional. I mean, everything about that production of that movie is as good as you could get. And I think in part because funding came through. At some point, you can have the great script. You can have the creative, the writers. You can have the tremendous director, all the people, the great, you know, very wonderful producers. And yet, if you don't have the funding to make all of that happen properly, then you've got a problem. And I think this is where, back to what you were sharing with us earlier, Larry, that that you're putting together a vehicle that will provide, that will honor the people called of God to write good content, to produce exceptional movies and TV shows, and with the highest quality possible, to make sure the message is presented with the best package.
Yep.
So it's it's
unveiled. I think that makes all the sense in the world. And did you want to say something?
Yeah, I think you said that it unveils September 1st. So how can our listeners find out more about it when it's unveiled? Is there a website or something?
In the IPO, I mean?
I guess the best thing for them to do, because we haven't put StreamWorks online, nor have we put Fan Dollars online.
Okay.
And while we're not afraid of competition, we are aware of knockoffs and things that happen like that, particularly in the entertainment industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to talk about things that are solid and present them, but somebody could go to Larry Macy, and it's Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Macy, M-A-S-I, that's an S like Sam, .com. And that just tells someone a little bit about what I've done, what I'm doing, what we've been involved with. And I think there's a way to reach out to me Somebody could write to larry@macymarketing.com. That's an email. It's larry@macymarketing.com. And we'll be glad to follow up and let them know about StreamWorks. So thank you, Ann, for asking that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you about another thing that we do, and that's strategic alliances. So people that have ideas, like there's a producer in California. His name is Matt Boda. Matt was introduced to me by a friend who I partner with. We have access to the largest database of Christians in the country. It's over 140 million Christians. Database isn't just a list. It's an actual cultivated, organized database of people who have supported ministry. So we use that. We've used it in political campaigns, and we've used it for a few marketing things, but primarily for conservative political campaigns. Now, Matt heard about that, heard about me, and called me and said, Larry, I have a movie called Plight, P-L-I-G-H-T, Plight. I said, what is Plight? He said, it's a movie on autism. He said that every actor and actress in the movie is autistic.
Wow.
And he goes, I'm like, wow, I've never heard of such a thing. And he wanted me to help him with his opening. He didn't need any help. They had a screening during the last month out in California. They packed the theater. They had over 400 people there, like a black tie affair, really a glitzy Hollywood type thing, I think. I wasn't there. And Matt said, you know what, Larry, that was the most successful failure I've ever had. I said, what? It's successful because it was sold out. Failure because he wasn't able to raise any capital. Well, I said, Matt, maybe the Lord's telling you something. But when he was asking me for help, I'm trying to get ready to go on this whirlwind trip I described of a month. While I'm driving to my doctor's office to pick up a prescription, I decided to call Jeff Laurie and his Autism Foundation. Jeff is the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, who won the Super Bowl. His passion, I think, I know his organization, the Eagles, it's called the Eagles Autism or Foundation for Autism or Autism Foundation. And I called a couple of times. Nobody answered. I thought, let me try one more time. Somebody picked up the phone, and I told them what we're doing and about Matt and his movie. I said, I really want to bring this to you because if you sponsor this movie, the Philadelphia Eagles will have more national acclaim, not just the Super Bowl, but a lot of the players for the Eagles are believers. They're Christians, and they've honored the Lord with their service and their testimony. I can't wait. We just got back from California and Phoenix yesterday, and top of my list tomorrow is to reach out to those folks that I spoke with at Jeff Laurie's organization. Now, I can't guarantee anything, but I can't imagine that Mr. Laurie is going to look at this movie and this opportunity and say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to. It's to their benefit. So we do what's called strategic alliances. StrategicAllianceUSA.com. If anybody is really serious about doing business with us, that is the site that we send them to, because it has a confidentiality agreement, a non-circumvent agreement, because everybody has their own IP, their own ideas. We want to honor that, but it also has our code of ethics. And people can join, whether they're individuals or they're companies. We've had companies from Japan join and say, we haven't seen a code of ethics anywhere in decades. We have one for our company, but you know, nobody publishes it. So we put our foot forward with a code of ethics, confidentiality, and a way to help people by forming strategic alliances. Sometimes that's more valuable than raising money for somebody else. It's giving them a partner that has resources, including money, but access. So that's an example of how we work. We don't have to do what we've just described, is raise capital and wait until September and actions. Blah, blah, blah. We don't have to do that. We just go one day at a time as the Lord leads. So
the
anybody can go to strategicallianceusa.com.
Strategic Alliance USA.
And they can fill out that form and join, and it goes through our back office, and you'll get a signed copy back.
Wow. You know, I'm just looking at the time here. I've been so drawn into what you've been sharing. It's so rich, Larry. The revelation, I just want to say it this way, that how God has used you to release some very rich truth today, revelation, and to see his Spirit moving profoundly and passionately in and through your life and Barry's life and so many others that are connected to you. Just it's an awesome thing to see the hand of God moving, and especially when it's an area we've been praying about. Christians have been praying about, I know, for decades, at least in America. Time's almost up, though, and we have about 4 minutes, maybe less. And Ann, before we go even talk about closing, Ann has a comment.
I just wanted to invite people to the We Will Worship Tour, featuring worship leader, national worship leader, Sean Foyt. He's going to be having a worship event at 5 o'clock today, Memorial Day, and it's at the Mansion at Tuckahoe, which is in Jensen Beach, and the address is 1707 Northeast Indian River Drive, Jensen Beach. There's no cost. It's completely free. Please come out. I know that you're going to be there, Barry, as well.
Absolutely.
And come out. Let's worship the Lord. Do you have anything to say about that really quickly, Barry?
Yeah. Actually, we've been involved with Sean Foyt's ministry since, I guess, the first concert that he had here in West Palm Beach. And we actually, during COVID, we actually got Sean and I and Randy Skinner and my and another person that actually goes to your church got thrown out of the Hilton Hotel because
what an honor, really.
We got thrown out of the hotel because we were doing an interview with Sean, and we were actually presenting Sean with an award for what he was doing. Taken TV was awarding Sean it was called the Taken TV award, that we Hands and Feet of Jesus award is what it was back then. And yeah, we were in the process of awarding him, and the manager of the hotel came out and screamed and said, "You can't be filming in here. You can't be doing this," you know, and all this stuff. So we had to tear down all the equipment, walk about two blocks to Randy's office, and try to refilm the interview. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that's tonight.
That's tonight from 5 to 7. Come out, bring a chair. It's on a lawn. And let's worship the Lord together on Memorial Day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'll see you there, Barry.
Yeah, I will see you.
In the time we have left, and we really only have about a minute and a half, and I don't hate to put you on the spot, Larry, but you have a prayer on your heart for the people that you're most concerned about. I'd love if you'd do that.
Sure. I welcome the opportunity. What a privilege. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for Dave and Ann and Barry, and I thank you in particular for Dave's vision to recognize the need and the potential for advancing Christian programming, Lord. Mm-hmm. Our children and grandchildren are inundated with garbage and ways of mesmerizing them, Lord, and getting them so hooked on digital stuff that is not glorifying to you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would give us the resources, the connections, the contacts. Lord, I pray that people like Jeff Laurie, who has such a platform, would see what we're doing and say, hallelujah. Whether somebody is a believer or not, they can help us. And Lord, we know that we've had believers, Jews and Christians come together, Lord, to honor Christ. And I've seen it in my business. And I just thank you for that privilege. Lord, help us to be good and faithful servants of and stewards of whatever you entrust us with, whether that's an idea for a movie for someone listening, or whether it's an investor who says to his wife, what can we do to make an impact? We've been blessed. What can we do, Lord? And we know that you don't want us to hoard our assets. We know that you tell us in your word, Lord.
Yes.
To use our assets to glorify you, Lord, to Amen. Build up treasure in heaven, not on earth, Lord. So I pray for every listener who hears Dave and Ann and everyone who goes to this wonderful concert tonight at 5 o'clock in Jensen Beach, 1707 North Indian River, Lord. I'm plugging it because it's for you.
Yes.
Lord, I wish I could be there, but we'll be